Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Blackhawks are down 3-2. They're now faced with a do-or-die Game 6. We're analyzing this crucial game right here, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacolo. The Blackhawks host the Ducks tomorrow night in a potential elimination game. Game 6 puck drops at 7 at the UC. In the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6 tonight in Tampa. The Lightning leads 3-2. Baseball, the White Sox are looking to bounce back from a 6-0 loss yesterday in Toronto.
Well, if you're not going to score, it becomes very thin. So, you know, right now the offense isn't clicking at all. You're not being able to put anything in the outfield. Most of your hits are in the infield, so they know it, and it's got to change, or you're going to lose games.
Robin Ventura after yesterday's loss. Tonight, John Danks opposes R.A. Dickey. Pregame on The Score starts at 5:30. At Wrigley, Kyle Hendricks faces Jordan Zimmermann. First pitch at 6:05. The Bears released defensive end Ray McDonald after he was arrested on domestic abuse charges. And the latest on the Bulls, we're hearing that the organization will not fire Tom Thibodeau until all the open jobs are filled. And, of course, Tibbs won't walk away from his contract. Play golf at Seven Bridges for as low as $59 per round. Check out the popular Golf Pass program that allows you to lock in low rates and gives you the flexibility to use these rounds however you choose. That's at Seven Bridges. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is today, 5:30, Sox and Blue Jays on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Boars and Bernstein.
Baby.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, we're talking to you at 312-644-6767. Catching up after 3 days away and just enjoying doing nothing and sleeping.
And it's nice to hear so many people responding for the various modalities here, agreeing with me about Mad Max and just how it takes you back to being a kid again and loving a movie for all the cool stuff. And it's just, I remember how exotic and how Australian and just how how kind of how,
loved it, yeah.
How weird. That's yeah. What they didn't lose that. It's not too slick. It's George Miller's vision. It's still that. It's his. This same post-apocalyptic nightmare battle world with every bit of weirdness and texture and grotesquerie. He's got such an aesthetic for that, and that's what was so satisfying. See, that's what got lost, I thought, in Thunderdome. That just
kind of off stride
abandoned that. I didn't need Tina Turner out there and all that. And
I like Tina Turner, but I could live without that movie. And I had a bad feeling. I remember I had a bad feeling when it came out and I saw the reviews and all that, and I went and saw it anyway because I liked the whole Mad Max thing so much, and it just sucked.
It was awful. Yep.
Yeah. So I
I'm glad redeems to hear
this
again. All that.
This is the, we have an appointment for this. We have an appointment. We're going to take this in as a family. Oh, buddy. That's way too many wars at one place.
Yeah, but it's wait, you're not bringing the grandkids, are you?
Oh no, hell no. They're driving it indie. No. This is the adult. This is men doing men things.
When I can't tell you the last time I literally, I'm not making this up, I literally sort of moved to the edge of my seat. I sat up and like wanted to get my face closer to the screen so I could just absorb and inhale more of the movie as it was going on. And you just have this like this dumb expression on your face, like because this it's just.
We've had some interesting tries. We do different things. We get together once in a while and the sons and we've had some interesting experiences doing various things over the years. The last time we did there goes that was that awful grandpa movie that.
This will not disappoint. No. This is
especially we did, however, once go see Bad Santa.
That's right. I remember that was a Boar's Night Out. But especially as a car guy,
mm-hmm.
and I went back and I actually read because I've been searching for everything I can read after the fact and going back and reading about how what went into the stunts, what went into and what was real, and it's like there's a series of motorcycle stunts and the, okay, that had to be CGI. In fact, it wasn't. It was real. It was actually guys on motorcycles. And they have the story behind how every vehicle was conceived and then designed and what they did and how the guy wanted like a 1959 Chevelle or whatever it was and how they bought last four of this in existence and then they just took chainsaws and cut them all up just to match exactly what their illustrators had put down there. It's like it's got to look just like this and it's got to actually be this body, like a Mercedes limousine that they had to go buy a bunch of them, take them right to the shop and just start hacking them to pieces, salvaging stuff from airplanes. I mean, oh, dude, it's all that. It's every bit of it. Connor is next on the score. Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You know, this reminds me of everything that's coming out today with the Ray McDonald stuff. It reminds me of the press conference last year with Brandon Marshall where it's like, this is so unnecessary. And just what you guys were talking about where it's like they went out of their way to mention how they did their due diligence, but they really didn't. They only did half of the due diligence. And it's worrying me more and more that George has no clue what he's doing and he's just stupid. And it makes me wonder, like, what kind of relationship do they have with Virginia? I mean, the fact that the owner of the team is a woman, and not only a woman, but an elderly woman. It's like, where's the respect? It's just really bizarre and it's really disappointing and it's embarrassing.
Well, I hope that it doesn't auger other bad decisions.
Yeah,
other
bad decisions. Right? Thank you for the call, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can hope for. But yeah, I don't disagree with anything you said. I mean, I think there is now cause for concern. And particularly, I hope, the only thing I hope, this is all I want from this, is that George has learned his lesson. Please, don't come forward. Don't get involved in this. If they want to take a flyer on the guy, let them take the flyer on the guy. Everybody knew why. Everybody knew why you were doing it. You needed no defense. You needed none of the nonsense that accompanied it. Just say, yeah, well, we took a chance at the guy. We lost. It won't be the last time, probably. But we're going to try. But now you question, I mean, I just question their judgment. And I hope that Ryan Pace is above this, is smarter than this from now on. And again, I'm not going to put it on the coaches either. It's his decision.
No, coaches are supposed to not care about any of it. I understand that Vic Fangio is like, I don't care, whatever. Ryan Pace's job is, usually it's his job, but in this case, it was the chairman of the board declaring that he was taking responsibility over vetting him as a guy, and he passed with flying colors. He's a wonderful dude. He's a righteous dude.
Just stay out of it. Just go away. Just let it go, and hope that your general manager makes better decisions in the future. And I mean, not every decision you're going to make is going to be right, obviously, but don't go all in on this piece of crap like this.
Didn't have to. You could have signed him.
Everybody understood it.
You could have held your nose and signed him and explained that that's what you were doing.
Yep.
Instead, you had to talk him up.
Easy.
Clinton in Rockford, welcome to WSCR The Score.
Hello. Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say I didn't see the big deal of this. They Bear signed Ray McDonald. They gave him the stipulations, and then once he went ahead and
do I need to explain it again? What the big deal is? The big deal is that they endorsed him as a person, not just as a football player.
That's the difference.
And in doing so, they showed awful judgment that calls their intelligence into question.
You know what? I can agree with that statement.
Okay, good.
how about this? The last caller that called, I really like that he pointed out that, hey, why would they even hire the guy when you have a female owner? I like that comment. That's a pretty good. But they did hire him, and they did fire him.
They didn't have to do any of it.
Yeah, they didn't have to. They didn't have to do this. They didn't have to do the whole PR thing. Don't do that. People who love the NFL and want to ignore this stuff and kind of go, okay, what did they do? All right, I won't look. I mean, I understand that. The Bears hardly have a pristine history when it comes to bad guys, as does any NFL team. They're loaded with them. But don't endorse them all the way up to your damn owner. Don't do that. Stay silent. Just and look, all of us knew why you took a chance on him. All of us knew. So all you got to do is say it and let it go at that. Coaches like them, we need help here. And don't endorse his character. Because then yours comes in under question. You didn't even make it back. You made it back to one little session with the Bears, and you're already fired. And your owner's going all in. I mean, that's the thing. You're questioning, and maybe you already have. And most Bears fans already have questioned, what the hell are you doing? But George McCaskey was supposed to be different, if you recall. He was not one of the kind of the dopey McCaskeys.